Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Good morning, everybody. I'm Zoya Mateen, and you're listening to News18's Daybreak. Let's have a look at some of the top stories for the day. In the aftermath of the Pulwama terror attack, all eyes are now on the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, or popularly known as MBS, who is on a two-day visit to India. MBS's visit comes at a time when tensions between India and Pakistan over the Pulwama terror attack, which claimed the lives of 40 CRPF personnel, are rising. The prince on Monday, while denouncing the terror attack, had said that he will try and de-escalate tensions between the two countries during his visit. MBS, however, couldn't take the straight journey from Islamabad to New Delhi, as he was forced to take a detour through Saudi Arabia after India reportedly had reservations of him coming directly from Pakistan. Meanwhile, the biggest news that comes from across border is that Imran Khan, the Prime Minister of Pakistan, in his first televised address after the terror attacks, said that Islamabad will retaliate if India attacks. Admonishing the Indian side, the Prime Minister of Pakistan said that don't think that Pakistan will not retaliate if India attacks. Starting a war is easy and it can be done by humans, but only God knows how war ends. The PM has further dispelled all kind of allegations that link the attacks to Pakistan, adding that he will cooperate with India if provided the country shares intel that Pakistan is responsible for the attack. Hours after Imran Khan's statement, New Delhi said that it was not surprised that Islamabad has failed to condemn the heinous act. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said that we are not surprised that the Prime Minister of Pakistan refuses to acknowledge the attack on our security forces in Pulwama as an act of terrorism. Prime Minister of Pakistan has neither chosen to condemn this heinous act nor condole with the bereaved families. Meanwhile, opposition parties in the country continue to raise questions on the government's conduct. In the most recent jibe to the Modi government, National Congress Party Chief Sharad Pawar said that a day after the terror attack, we went for an all-party meeting called by the government as it is an issue of national importance. However, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi chose to stay away. Meanwhile, in a big boost to the Indian side, France will be moving a proposal at United Nations in a couple of days to ban Mansoor Azhar, the chief of the proscribed Jaish-e-Mohammed, which claimed responsibility for the terror strike. France had also been party to such a proposal earlier in 2017 when the US, supported by UK and France, had pushed for the proposal at the UN Sanctions Committee 1-67. Moving on, the Congress and the CMK are likely to announce their alliance in Chennai today, just a day after the BJP, AIADMK and the PMK together confirmed their pre-poll tie-up. The two parties have had several rounds of negotiations over the alliance and the seat-sharing agreement, with the final round taking place in between the party's top leaders in New Delhi. Now, Rajya Sabha MP and Women's Wing Secretary Kanimozhi Karunanidhi, along with Principal Secretary T.R. Balu, are representing the DMK side, while Alagiri, former ministers EVKS Ilangovan and K.V. Thangabalu are negotiating for the National Party. The Congress is reportedly likely to contest with 10 seats, including the Puducherry one. Now, the GST Council will be meeting for the 33rd time today, despite close to half a dozen states, including Kerala, Delhi and Puducherry, sending notes to the finance minister asking for a deferment. The meeting might see the rates on under-construction residential properties being cut, as the then interim finance minister Piyush Goyal had indicated in his budget. The finance minister of the opposition party-led states had expressed concerns about the decision on lowering the tax, suggesting that a detailed discussion takes place in person as opposed to video conferencing. In a yet another tragic incident, two aircrafts of the Indian Air Force aerobatic team crashed after hitting each other mid-air on Tuesday, killing a pilot and injuring two, who ejected to safety during a rehearsal for the Aero India show. Video clips of the incident shows the two jets crashing to the ground and bursting into flames near Yelahanka Air Base after brushing against each other midway. A court of inquiry is set to investigate into the cause of the accident. Moving on, the Union Cabinet on Tuesday gave its nod to the issue of the Triple Talaq Ordinance, which makes the practice of giving instant talaq by Muslim men a penal offence. This is the third time that the ordinance is being enforced, even as the bill could not pass the Rajya Sabha test and will resolve once the lower house dissolves. The opposition party Congress, who had criticized certain provisions of the bill in the parliamentary session, said that they will strike down the ordinance if they come into power. Now, as discussed earlier, the ruling AIADMK in Tamil Nadu and the BJP on Tuesday sealed an alliance for the coming Lok Sabha elections, under which the Saffron Party would contest 5 seats in the state. AIADMK Deputy Chief Minister O. Paneerselvam and the Union Minister Piyush Goyal made the announcement for Tamil Nadu, describing it as a mega alliance. Earlier in the day, the AIADMK clinched a deal with the S. Ramdos-led Patali Makkal Kachi, the PMK, offering the Vanyar-based party 7 out of the 40 seats, which includes one in the neighbouring Union Territory of Puducherry. Next up, the Union Cabinet on Tuesday approved a 3% hike in the Dearness Allowance, or the DA, for government employees and the Dearness Relief to pensioners that will be effective starting January 1st this year. The DA, which is the Cost of Living Adjustment Allowance paid to government employees and pensioners, stands at a 9% at the moment. So that's all for today, but in the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Zoya, signing off. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.